请我们一起来看马太福音十三章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章第十节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 10.
第十节，门徒近前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”
And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?"
十一节，耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”
11. He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given."
在耶稣的讲道里头，耶稣常常用比喻。
When Jesus was preaching, he often used parables.
所以门徒来问主耶稣说：“为什么用比喻来对众人讲？”
And so the disciples asked Jesus, "Why do you speak to them in parables?"
主耶稣回答说：“这个比喻是来让你们明白天国的奥秘。”
And so Jesus said, "This was to help explain the mysteries of heaven."
这个天国可以就是神的国。
And the heavenly kingdom is God's kingdom.
所以这个主耶稣的比喻是跟神的国有关系。
So Jesus' parables are related to the kingdom of God.
那我们每一个人的生活就是神的国的一部分。
And so all of our daily lives are a part of God's kingdom.
教会也可以说是神的国。
And church is part of His kingdom.
所以事实上，主耶稣所讲的比喻包括的范围很广阔。
And so the parables cover a lot of ground.
那这些比喻呢，都有很好的这个意义或者内容在里头。
And the parables all have a lot of meaning and significance.
那有时候耶稣讲比喻的时候，是跟他当时的情况有一些关系。
And so he would speak in parables to relate to the current times.
那有时候呢，圣经记载的就是突然的记载的那一个比喻，我们看不出来说在怎样的情况之下主耶稣讲那个比喻。
And so sometimes we can't understand in what circumstance he told a certain parable.
比如在路加福音的十六章。
For example, in Luke chapter 16.
这个十九节到三十一节。
From verse 19 to 31.
这是讲到财主跟拉撒路的比喻。
This was the parable of the rich man and Lazarus.
那我们看不太出来主耶稣是在怎样的情况之下来讲这一个比喻。
And we don't know under what circumstance Jesus chose to tell this parable.
但是这个比喻呢，却被记载在这个路加福音里头。
But this parable was recorded in Luke.
那这个故事是比较常在这个宗教教义里头跟小朋友讲。
And this story is pretty frequently taught in religious education classes.
就是让小朋友有一个观念我们要羡慕能够到这个天国去。
So that way the young children can aspire to enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为这个比喻讲到的是死后的事情。
Because this parable talks about what happens after death.
那一般我们 不太喜欢谈到死这件事情。
And often we don't like to discuss death.
但是既然这是主耶稣所说的比喻。
But since this is a parable of Jesus.
我想我们还是能够来一起查考，这应该是一件好的事情。
It is still a good thing for us to study this passage together.
至少再次的让我们知道这个看得见的死不是就结束了。
It helps us realize the death that we can see is not the final ending.
那我们就这个比喻呢事实上是一个很强烈的很强烈的一个对比。
And so this parable is actually a very strong comparison.
就是一个财主跟一个很可怜的这个拉撒路把他们摆在一起来做比较。
And it compares a very rich man and then the beggar Lazarus.
那早上我就从我的了解体会里头提出来跟大家一起分享。
So this morning I would like to share my understanding and experience of this passage with everyone.
或许我们各位 也有很好的一些体会我们结束之后我们也可以彼此来交通来分享。
And perhaps others have good experiences also, so we should share them after the service.
我们请看路加福音十六章十九节。
Let us look at Luke chapter 16, verse 19.
十九节有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布的衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
二十节又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口。
20. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate.
二十一节要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。
21. Desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores.
这个比喻一开始呢，就将这个两个截然不同的人给他摆在一起。
And so from the beginning, these two very different characters are placed together.
首先提到的是一个很富有的财主。
First, it speaks about a very rich man.
这个人他不用忧愁他的吃跟他的穿。
He does not need to worry about what he will wear or eat.
不但他有得吃有得穿，而且呢，他过的是上等的生活。
Not only does he have enough to eat and wear, he has a very lavish lifestyle.
那这个可能他有这个很大的事业。
And maybe he has a great business.
那这个有很大的事业，应该会让他很忙碌。
And so that would make him very busy.
但是这个越成功的人呢，他好像总是有做不有这个忙不完的事情。
And the more successful you are, it seems the busier you get.
他要管理他的事业。
He needs to worry about his business.
那他在社会上呢，如果以我们今天来看的话，他在社会上应该也有很多的活动。
And according to today's society, he probably has a lot to do in the community as well.
每一个重要的场合，人们都一定会希望他也在场。
And people would hope that he would be at every important event.
每一个重要的宴会他总是会被邀请。
And he would be invited to every important banquet.
所以这样的人除了本身的事业很忙碌之外，整个社会很多的事情都需要他参与他一定是很忙碌。
So not only would he be busy with his own business, but he's also busy with his responsibilities in society.
那这个人他也是一个犹太人。
And so here it says that he was also Jewish.
他是一个应该是一个知道要敬拜神的人。
He should be someone that knows to worship God.
很有可能他过去也曾经在信仰上他是很热衷的，很热心的。
And perhaps he was very zealous in his faith at one point.
但是我们看一下他的生活，那很有可能呢，他逐渐的把敬拜神的时间给牺牲掉了。
But we can tell from this passage here that perhaps he has lost his time for worshiping God.
因为再怎么样，一个人一天只有24个小时。
Because there are only 24 hours in one day.
那他有这么多重要的活动，重要的事情需要他去参加。
And he has so many important activities to take care of and participate in.
所以很有可能他拜神的时间就越来越少了。
So it is very likely that he has less and less time to worship God.
所以很有可能他是一个所谓的失落者。
So he might have been one that has fallen away.
那另外一个跟他截然不同的人就是这个拉撒路。
And someone who is vastly different from him is Lazarus.
这个财主在社会上应该是大家都认识的人。
This rich man is probably well recognized in society.
但是圣经里头没有提到他的名字。
But the Bible does not state his name.
这个乞丐在当时社会里头，如果有少数的人认识他，大概不会称他的名，不会叫他的名字。
And as for this beggar, even if a few people knew who he was, they probably wouldn't call him by name.
他们可能说那一个乞丐。
They would probably refer to him as that beggar.
那一个在这个财主家门口的那一个乞丐。
The beggar that's in front of that rich man's house.
但是圣经里头却把这样一个不起眼的人特别提出他的名字来。
But the Bible purposefully records this unimportant person's name.
我想这给我们一个很好的启发。
I think this gives us an important revelation.
不管人知不知道我们的名字，这并不是最重要的。
It's not important whether or not people know our names.
最重要的是主耶稣他认识我。
The important thing is that Jesus knows who we are.
最重要的是我属于主耶稣。
And it's important that we belong to him.
我们请看约翰福音第十章。
Let us turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章第三节。
John chapter 10 verse 3.
第三节，看门的就给他看门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
To him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
这里在讲到说这个好牧人啊，他按着名字来叫自己的羊。
Here it says the good shepherd will call his own sheep by name.
我们每一个人， 我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是被主耶稣认识的，主耶稣可以叫出我们的名字。
And so every brother and sister here has been recognized by Jesus, and he can call us by name.
啊，曾经有一个姐，一个啊，慕道者，他在参加布道会祷告的时候啊，他看异象。
There was once a true seeker who saw a vision during an evangelical service.
哦，他看到一个看起来他觉得是外国人的向他显现。
And he saw what seemed to be a foreigner appear in front of him.
啊，他就很惊讶说，就问这个人说，你会讲这个闽南话吗？你会讲台语吗
？So he was surprised and asked, "Do you speak Taiwanese?"
哦，这个人跟他说，当然啦，当然会讲。
And this person replied, "Of course, in Taiwanese."
哦，这个主耶稣他认识我们，他甚至可以用我们的母语来叫我们的名字。
So Jesus recognizes us and can even speak to us in our own mother tongue.
哦，那更重要的是，我们的名字啊是在生命册上。
And that our name will be in the book of life.
请看路加福音第十章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章二十节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 20.
二十节，然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
主耶稣差门徒两个两个啊出去传福音。
Jesus sent out his disciples two by two to preach.
啊，后来这些门徒都回来了。
And then so they all returned.
他们非常的高兴。
And they were very joyous.
他们对主耶稣报告说啊，我们因为你的名啊，我们行神迹，甚至啊，我们赶鬼。
And so they told him that, Lord, in your name we were able to cast out demons and perform miracles.
啊，他们靠着主耶稣给他们的权柄，他们做了这些人看起来很伟大的事情。
And they did great things in front of man according to Jesus' authority.
哦，那主耶稣提醒他们。
And so Jesus reminded them.
哦，其实更重要的事情是你们的名字记录在天上。
That the most important thing is that their names are written in heaven.
哦，所以路加福音十六章所记载的这一个比喻。
So this parable in Luke chapter 16.
啊，在社会上很有名的人。他的名字没有被记录下来。
Those who are well known in society have not been recorded in heaven.
哦，在社会上最卑微的人，他的名字却被记录下来。
And him who is lowest in society is recorded in heaven.
哦，这在提醒我们，要紧的是我们的名字记录在天上。
So this tells us that the important thing is that our names need to be recorded in heaven.
哦，从外在来看，这两个人是一个很明显的一个不一样。
And so from outer appearances, these two people are very different.
哦，那我们人常常看到的就是看得见的、摸得着的这个外在的啊这些东西。
And as people, we only perceive what we can see on the outside.
那圣经常常要引导我们打开我们的眼睛。
But the Bible wants us to open up our eyes.
哦，让我们去看见别人所没有看见的。
So that we can see what others cannot see.
对这两个人，有一些事情可能我们不会去留意到的。
And so for these two people, there might be things that we might not notice.
啊，第一个就是这个很可怜的这个拉撒路啊，他有心中的平安。
And that within Lazarus, he actually had peace in his heart.
而这个很富有的财主啊，可能他，哦，他的心中是很空虚的。
And this very rich man, he may have felt empty inside.
为什么说拉撒路他心中是平安的
？So why would we say that Lazarus had peace in his heart？
哦，当我们心中不平安的时候，我们的表现是什么
？When our hearts are not at peace, what will our behavior be like？
哦，我们会有烦恼。
We will worry。
啊，我们会不满。
And we will feel unfulfilled。
啊，所以我们会埋怨。
And so we will complain。
哦，我们可能会嫉妒别人。
And we might be jealous of others.
哦，但是从这个比喻里头，我们看不到这个拉撒路他心中有不满或者怨恨。
But from this parable, we cannot see where Lazarus is unfulfilled in this
passage. 哦，当然，这是一个很独特、很极端的例子。
Of course, this is a very specific example.
哦，其实，在现实的、真实的生活里头，很少拜神的人，很少基督徒，他是。在这样这么困难的境况里头
，In actuality, there are very few Christians that have to live under such harsh conditions.
哦，就像诗篇的作者说，他没有看过义人的后代啊，是当乞丐的。
Like it records in Psalms, it is rare to see the righteous man's descendants be beggars.
哦，所以主耶稣因为是用比喻，所以他用这个很极端的例子。
So because this is a parable, this is a very extreme example.
哦，但是就是来提醒我们说，就是在这种最不可能、最极端的这个负面的例子里头，一个拜神的人，他仍然可以拥有那个最宝贵、最富有的东西，就是平安。
But God uses this example to show us that even in the most dire of circumstances, He can have the most valuable thing from God, which is peace.
哦，那为什么拉撒路他能够有平安，他能够没有这个仇恨、怨恨？
And why is it that Lazarus was able to have this peace without any hate or resentment?
哦，因为他已经认识神。
Because he already knew God.
哦，在人来看，他好像什么都没有。
According to man, it seems like he has nothing.
哦，但是他却是。在他的心中，他是很富有的。
But in his heart, he was very rich.
哦，为什么？因为他拥有神。
Because he always had God.
哦，以我们今天来讲，就是我们拥有主耶稣。
Just like nowadays, we have Jesus.
哦，如果我们越知道主耶稣的宝贵，啊，我们就会更珍惜来拥有主耶稣。
And the more we realize how valuable he is, the more we will cherish him.
哦，当这个主耶稣选召保罗的时候。
When Jesus chose Paul,
哦，这个保罗问了一个问题，说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Paul asked him, "Lord, who are you?"
哦，所以保罗他就一直很认真的来寻求、来认识主耶稣。
And so Paul was very diligent in searching for Jesus.
哦，所以保罗后来他很努力的，就是要得着主耶稣基督。
And so Jesus diligently strove to attain Jesus. Paul strove.
好，我们请看腓立比书第一章。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3
腓立比书三章第八节
Chapter 3 verse 8
第八节不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土为要得着基督
Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my LordFor whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
哦，这里保罗说，他要得着主耶稣基督。
Here Paul says that he wants to gain Jesus Christ.
哦，而且他把这个摆在是最重要的。
And that is his most important goal.
哦，如果用比较来看的话，那其他的跟主耶稣比起来就是没有什么价值了。
So as a comparison, everything else is rubbish compared to Jesus.
这个拉撒路他就是。拥有神
And so Lazarus had God.
因为他认识神
Because he knew God.
那既然神成为他的神
And since God was his God.
那他对神有信心
And he had faith in this God.
所以他拥有那种信心的平安
So he had the faith and the peace.
这也是一个基督徒常常让周遭的人很难了解的事情。
And this is often difficult for people to understand when they're around a Christian.
哦，你为什么在这样的情况之下，你还这么镇静，这么平安
？How can you feel this kind of peace under such conditions?
哦，因为信心，你没有办法很具体的拿出来给人看。
Because you can't take out your faith and show it to someone.
哦，但是从你的从表现这种信心里头的平安，却是看得见的。
But through your actions, your faith can be seen.
哦啊，但是这个又不是周遭的人他没有办法了解的。
But those around you may not understand this.
哦，很多人可能会认为说，这拉撒路应该是常常觉得心中很不满。
People might think that Lazarus should be someone that always grumbles about not having enough.
哦，一样是人，为什么他是财主，我是乞丐
？So if everyone is human, why does he get to be a rich man and I have to be a beggar?
哦，一样是人，为什么他是健康的，我是有疾病的。
If we're all people, why does he get to be healthy and I have to be sick?
一个没有拥有主耶稣基督的人，这是很容易有的一个看法、想法。
This is a very common thought to have for people who are not Christian.
从人们来看，这个拉撒路他是在苦难当中。
So from a human perspective, Lazarus is suffering.
一个人已经是这么的贫穷了，却身上又带着疾病。
Not only is he extremely poor, but he also has sores all over his body.
但是很奇怪的，这个人他拥有这个叫做苦难中的平安。
And yet somehow in all his suffering, he has peace.
因为他拥有 主耶稣基督。
Because he has the eternity of Jesus.
所以他是一个心中有盼望的人。
And so he has hope in his heart.
所以在他的生活里头，他没有仇恨，没有不满。
So in his life, he does not feel unfulfilled or any hate.
以他的情况，他实在是没有办法做什么事情。
And with his circumstances, he really can't do anything.
所以看起来他也没有所谓我们今天所谓的做什么圣功。
So it seems that he doesn't do much holy work.
他只是很尽他的本分的做一个心中有神、心中敬拜神的人。
So all he can do is try to be someone who has God in his heart.
如果以人来看，这个人都没有做圣功。
From man's perspective, we might say he doesn't even do any holy work.
从人来看，这个人也没有显出什么爱心的行为来。
And it doesn't seem that he performs any acts of love.
但是在神来看，这个人他已经尽力了。
But from God's perspective, he has already tried his best.
所以我们看到他的结果是在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
And so that is why he was carried to the bosom of Abraham.
那我们来看这个财主。
So let us look at this rich man.
他是应该虽然很忙碌，但是其实他的生活是很空洞的。
And so even though he was very busy, his life was very empty.
其实这是世界上很多拥有很多的人的一个真正的面貌。
And this is a reality for many people today.
好像拥有很多，好像很充实。
It seems that you have a lot.
但是事实上是世界上最空虚的人。
But in actuality, you are very empty.
这就是为什么所罗门王他拥有最多，但是呢，他说他是空虚的。
And this is why King Solomon, even though he had all his riches, he said that everything was empty.
我们请参考箴言十四章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14, verse 13.
十三节，人在喜笑中，心也忧愁；快乐至极，就生愁苦。
Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and in the end of mirth may be grief.
人的事情绝大部分是没有十全十美的。
And most things are not perfect among men.
所以这里说，在喜笑当中呢，却也有一点的忧愁。
So it says that even in laughter, the heart may sorrow.
这个快乐到最后呢，却变成一种愁苦。
And the end of mirth may be grief.
我也要强调一下，不是说富有是不对的，是不好的。
And I would like to emphasize that it is not that it is wrong to be rich.
其实那个关键是在有没有认识神，有没有拥有神。
And the important part is whether or not you have God and you recognize Him.
这个财主他本来也可以拥有神。
Because this rich man could also have had God.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Because he is also a descendant of Abraham.
只是在他的生活当中，他渐渐的让其他的东西来取代了神。
But in his life, he slowly let other things replace God.
结果让他成为在神面前却是一个可怜贫穷的人。
So that before God, he was actually someone who was poor and pitiful.
请我们再看回路加福音十六章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章二十二节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 22.
二十二节，后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去，放在亚伯拉罕怀里。财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried.
希伯来书九章二十七节说，按着定命，人人都有一死。
In Hebrews 9:27, it says that everybody will have a death.
有人说这是世界上最公平的事情之一。
And some people say that that is the fairest thing in this world.
无论你是谁，都要面对这一个事实。
Regardless of who you are, you have to face this truth.
果然是如此。
And so it's true.
这个拉撒路死了，财主他也是会死。
Lazarus died, and the rich man died as well.
这个先提到的是拉，好，先这里先提到拉撒路死了。
And first, it mentions Lazarus' death.
我想这个让人并不觉得意外。
And this is not strange to anyone.
因为他本来就是一个身上带着疾病的人。
Because he was already very ill.
所以从人来看，他的生命是很脆弱的。
So his life was very weak.
是可以意料得到，随时都可能死掉的人。
So it seemed that at any point he could die.
那也让我们再次看到这种人性很伟大光明的一面。
And so it lets us see whether or not man is so great.
哦，虽然他是这么的脆弱，但是他还是勇敢的活到最后一秒钟。
Even though he was so weak, he bravely held on till the last minute.
哦，他还是很珍惜着，很爱惜着神给他的每一分每一秒。
And he still cherished every minute and every second that God gave him.
哦，所以可能只在周遭一小部分的人的一个小小的啊，这个啊小小的消息或者惊奇。
And so maybe this was just very small news to anybody else.
啊，怎么最近没有看到那个财主门口的那个乞丐
？How come we haven't seen that beggar in front of the rich man's house lately？
啊，有人说啊，他已经死掉了。
And some might say, oh, he already passed away.
那这个经节啊，下半部分提到财主也死了。
And the second half of this verse tells us that the rich man also passed away.
哦，那如果我们仔细看一下的话，这也是一个比较。
And if we read carefully, this is also a comparison.
哦，这里说财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
It says the rich man also died and was buried.
那这个拉撒路死了，没有提到说他被埋葬。
And so for Lazarus's death, it does not mention that he was buried.
他可能很有可能了哈，只是简单的包一包，把他扔到垃圾场里头一起烧掉。
It is likely that he was just quickly wrapped up and sent to be cremated.
啊，这个财主就不一样。
And but for this rich man, it was different.
哦，他的死可能是那个地方的一件大的事情。
His death may have been a big event.
哦，他的丧礼可能是非常的哈、啊，非常的隆重的。
And his funeral may have been very grand.
哦，就好像今天一些伟大的人物啊，他的这个丧礼呢是很隆重的。
And just like the important VIPs today, they have very grand funerals.
啊，他过去在生活当中做了很多的重要的事情，都要一一的被啊被纪念、被数算。
And all the important things he had done would be eulogized.
哦，但是一个事实就是说，这么有钱，这么的成功，但是没有办法换他的生命。
But the truth is that even with all those riches and success, he could not hold on to his life.
哦，如果以今天来讲的话，可能一个很有名的牧师去为他的丧礼来正道。
For example, if for today it might be a very famous minister that would go and preach at his funeral.
哦，可能这个牧师也说，哇，这个人他在世的时候，他捐了多少钱在这个慈善事业里头。
And the minister might say, when this rich man was alive, he donated so much to the cause.
哦，他这一个人做了很多啊，参与了很多的这个好的事情。
And he participated in all these good events.
哇，这个牧师可能会说，这个人现在他在荣耀里头。
And this minister might say, and right now he is in the glory.
哦，但是人说的其实都不算。
But whatever man says doesn't count.
哦，那个真正来判断的是神。
Because the real judge is God.
哦，并不是人跟你讲，跟我们讲说你会怎样，我们就真的会怎样。
Just because man tells us something doesn't mean that will really happen.
啊，那真的是哈，果然是这样子。这个最后判断的是天上的神。
Because he who will judge at the end is the God in heaven.
好，我们请看路加福音十六章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 16.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
二十三节。
23.
财主在阴间受痛苦极目，远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。
And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom.
二十四节就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕呐、啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路用指头沾点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”
Then he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame."
二十五节，亚伯拉罕说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。”
25. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things."
二十六节，不但这样子，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你那边是不能的， 要从那边过到我这边也是不能的。
And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those pass from there to us.
27节，财主说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
27, then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house.
28节，因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。
28, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment.
29, 亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
29, Abraham said to them, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.
30, 他说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去的，他们必要悔改。
30, and he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent.
31, 亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不肯，也是不听劝。
31, but he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead.
最后的这一段呢，应该也是这个比喻的一个很重要的重点。
And this final passage is a very important point in this parable.
因为这里在讲到这两个人他们的永恒。
Because it shows the eternity of these two characters.
这个拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的在亚伯拉罕的怀里，他得着安慰。
And Lazarus was comforted in the bosom of Abraham.
他是可以承受天上产业的。
And he could inherit the heavenly riches.
我们也看到另外一个很可怕的景况就是那个财主他在阴间的受苦。
And we saw another terrifying consequence, which was the rich man suffering in Hades.
那今天我们说谁最关切别人的灵魂的得救？
And so who cares the most about man's soul?
我们看到是这个财主。
So we see it is this rich man.
他对他还在世界上的那些兄弟啊，他是多么的关切。
He is still caring for his five brothers in the world.
我想他的这种对人的灵魂的关切啊，胜过我们每一个人。
So he probably has more care for their souls than any of us here.
所以他苦苦的哀求说，救救我的，我的那些兄弟。
So he begged them to go and save his brothers.
所以他要求亚伯拉罕说，希望能够拉撒路去向他的弟向他的兄弟传福音。
So he asked Abraham to send Lazarus to preach to his brothers.
那亚伯拉罕说，这是，他说。对的回答就是不。
And Abraham said no.
因为有这本圣经，有福音可以听，这就够了。
Because there's a Bible and there's a gospel they can receive, and that is enough.
这是一个让人觉得很可以好好的去思想的一件事情。
So this is an important point for us to ponder.
这就是为什么我用这个题目说。你愿意告诉他们吗？
And so that is why I have used the topic today. Would you be willing to tell them?
这个财主看到说他的这些亲人啊，将来跟他一样，会跟他一样是沉沦的。
Because the rich man knew that his brothers would be just like him one day.
他没有办法去跟他们传讲。
And he was unable to tell them.
那拉撒路也没有办法去跟他们传讲。
And Lazarus is also unable to go and tell them.
所以我的意思就是说，拉撒路不能够不能够对我们周遭的人来传讲。
So my meaning is that Lazarus cannot come and preach to us today.
今天谁能够对我们周遭的人来传讲？
So who can come and preach to us today?
就是我们。
It is just us.
那我们愿意吗？
So are we willing?
我想这是一个我们可以想一想的一个事情。
So this is something we need to think about.
灵魂真的是很重要、很宝贵的。
Because the soul is very important and precious.
真的。周遭许许多多的人，他们的将来就是沉沦。
And so this is important for everyone around us and what their future souls will be.
在人来想，如果能够有拉撒路去做见证，这是最有力的见证。
So if we can have Lazarus go and testify, that would be the most powerful.
但是圣经告诉我们说，这是做不到的。
But the Bible already says that this cannot be done.
那所以我们就要问问我们自己。我们愿意告诉别人吗？
So we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to go and tell others?
所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们让我们能够把握住主耶稣所给我们的机会。
So let us ask Jesus to help us so that we can seize this opportunity that we have.
让我们来跟人家分享人生最重要的事情是什么。
So that we can share with others what is most important in this life.
这个短暂的人生是为了那将来的永恒来做准备的。
And this temporary life is to prepare for the eternity that is to come.
如果我们今天所有的忙碌跟将来的永恒没有关系，
And if the busyness of today has nothing to do with our eternity,
那无论我们的忙碌带来多大的成功，最后在神的眼中是一点价值也没有。
Then it really doesn't matter how much success we get in this world because it will mean nothing to Jesus.
我们已经知道这个看得见的人生最重要的就是来为将来的永生做准备。
We already know that in this life that we can see, the most important thing is to prepare for our eternity.
我们愿意去跟人家分享这件最重要的事情吗？
So we need to be willing to share with everyone else what is most important.
那今天我们已经走在这个得救的道路上面。
And today we are already walking on this road to salvation.
我们已经知道得救的方法。
And we already know how to be saved.
所以我们愿意 去跟人家分享这得救的方法吗？
So are we willing to share the way to salvation with others?
因为拉撒路不可能来为这些沉沦的人做见证。
Because Lazarus cannot come and testify for everyone.
那我们是否愿意来对这些会沉沦的人来做见证呢？
So are we willing to come and testify to people?
那我们也想到今天在我们的生活当中无论我们的遭遇我们的境况是怎样，这个都不是最重要的。
So today in our lives, regardless of our circumstances, because those are not important.
因为地上的生命它是短暂的。
Because our life on earth is limited.
最重要的是我们的名字记在生命册上。
It's most important that our names will be recorded in heaven in the book of life.
最重要的是我们的永恒是有保障的。
And that our eternity has hope.
最重要的是我们都能够像拉撒路一样是在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
And we can all be like Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham.
我们一起唱诗179首。
Let us sing hymn 179.